Hello, and welcome to the very first of the Center of Light Miracles Morning Miracle Meditation. I'm Lynn Herod DeVerges, and I will be your guide for the next few minutes, helping you through your meditation. Now, the morning meditation is a great way for you to start your week and to start your day. Each week, we're going to have a different theme or focus to help you flow forward with your life, with the week, with the day. And we'll do that by clearing your conscious and unconscious blocks that would not keep you from being able to move forward. Once we clear those blocks, then we're going to create the space for you to move toward the accomplishment of your current goals. Okay? All right. So for this week's focus, the theme is intention. And this is about setting your intention, which means conceiving the possibility of the lifestyle or specific goal, condition, or situation that you choose to experience. So, without any further ado, let's get started with the morning miracle meditation. I'd like for you to, at this time, make sure that you have your back straight, sitting in a chair or wherever you might be sitting. Have your feet flat on the floor. Have your hands in your lap. And your eyes closed. This is the meditation position. And take a few deep, connected breaths from the tips of your toes all the way up through your spine to the top of your head. And exhale, nice and easy. And again, a nice deep breath from the tips of your toes, and just imagine and feel the breath going up through your spine all the way up to the top of your head, and exhale. Do not force the breath, just let it go. And one more time, a nice deep breath. Really allowing yourself to get as centered and be here as much as possible up through the spine to the top of the head and exhale. And imagine that you are sitting on top of a tree trunk. This tree trunk goes all the way down to the center of the earth. It breaks down through the ground all the way to the center of the earth where the roots are deeply embedded into the core of the earth, into the center core of the earth. Imagine you are connected, you are one with this tree trunk. And nothing or no one can move you from this position right now. Envision that you are surrounded by a beautiful large bubble. This is your own personal bubble. It helps you to be in your own space, and it also helps keep other energies out of your space. Energies such as other people's thoughts or emotions, feelings that they may try to share with you. Other energies that penetrate that are not in alignment with you or who you are. This is a wonderful protective bubble. And you can imagine this bubble to be any color any way that you like, as long as it is even above your head, underneath your feet, in front of you and back of you and all around you. And pay special attention that the bubble is 18 inches from your physical body. About 18 inches, a foot and a half away from your physical body. So adjust the bubble and the edge of that bubble so that you are nestled comfortably inside of it. Now imagine a giant violet flame wall burning from the ground up is in front of you, outside of the bubble. This wall is at least 3 feet in front of you, outside of the bubble, and it's burning from the ground up, this wonderful violet wall. It's flaming. It's ready to purify, to purge, to cleanse. And so now, continue to take these nice deep breaths, nice and easy, and put your focus on your first chakra. Your first chakra is located at the base of your spine, right where your tailbone is. And as you breathe deeply, as you exhale, imagine you are exhaling through that area, that chakra. You are exhaling through the first chakra, clearing, releasing whatever energy is there. It may be an image of some kind. Maybe there are thoughts that seem to come to your mind, but know that as you focus on the first chakra, those thoughts are associated with that chakra. So simply exhale and release them into the violet flame. Release any feelings that may be coming up as you breathe through that area. Now, chakras are energy centers that provide our system with lots of information. They help to balance and regulate the physical, the emotional, the mental, and the spiritual bodies. The first chakra is responsible for how you take care of yourself. Feed, clothe yourself, job you may have, finances, health. And so anything in that chakra, as you breathe deeply, just allow it to melt right into the flame. That violet flame is like a giant suction that as you release the energy through the breath, it will automatically grab a hold of it, take it, and purify this energy. Whatever's there that you no longer need or want. And now let's go to the second chakra. The second chakra is located around the spleen. It's about 2 inches below your belly button. All of your chakras, by the way, are on the spine. They are actually literally along the spine, but they radiate through these areas that I'm mentioning. And so begin to breathe through that second chakra. That chakra represents your emotions and sexuality. And as you breathe, again, release whatever energy through the way of images, thoughts, feelings, or just know, intend that you are letting go of whatever's there that would block you or stop you from being able to flow easily through this week and through today. It doesn't matter if you know consciously what it is. You are a divine spirit, and your spirit knows what you're ready to release in this moment. So you don't have to fret, wonder, try to create something. Just allow the process to automatically happen as you breathe through the second chakra. And now breathe through your third chakra. The third chakra is behind your stomach. It's your solar plexus chakra, and it also represents your power. It represents your power. And that doesn't mean the force of something. It means the power that's within. And as you breathe through this third chakra, release whatever may hold you back, whatever may block you from the true power that you hold, that you have. You don't have to feel powerful. You already are. But sometimes there are energies, there are addictions, there are belief systems, there are other people's opinions that get in the way of us just being in our power, or anything else that's there. Let the violet flame take hold of it as you gently release it so that it can be purified and cleansed. And put your attention now on your fourth chakra. Your fourth chakra is located behind your heart. This chakra is the love chakra, the unconditional divine love area. And as you place your focus there and you breathe through this chakra, let go of any energy that would keep you from completely loving yourself, loving others. Let go of any lack of self-worth or self-confidence. Release any anger or hatred, whatever it is you may be holding in your heart, resentment. Now is a time to forgive. Not for the other person's sake, but for your sake, so that you are not held hostage by blocking this wonderful, divine, unconditional love for yourself and for others. Nice, deep, and easy breaths. You release the energy there, images, feelings, thoughts, knowing. Very good. And put your focus now on your fifth chakra. Your fifth chakra is located at the base of your throat. This chakra is where you express yourself as a spiritual person or being. It's the center for communication and creativity. And so as you place your focus in this area at the base of the throat, breathe through that area and let go of any energy that would keep you from communicating clearly, concisely. Let go of any energy that may have you communicate too much or not enough. Release any blocks to the true creative being that you are, so that the creativity, which is part of what keeps you closely connected to divine source, it's important that you allow that to flow through you. So whatever might be stopping you now and here is the place to breathe easily and deeply and let it go. Remember, you as spirit know what you're ready to release, and so give yourself the opportunity to do that. You don't have to think about it. You don't have to try hard. You don't have to push it. Just breathe naturally through that area, and it is done. And now put your attention at your sixth chakra. And the sixth chakra is located between the brows, in the center of your head. This chakra is also known as the third eye. And this is the chakra where you're able to discern energy easily. You discern energy easily. And that means that if you have any judgment, if you are in a place where you don't see things as perfect, just the way they are, the way that divine source sees them, for all energy, for all things, for all people, have their purpose and their place, whether we understand that or not. So release any energy that has you judging, that has you in a place where you're not able to discern clearly what the purpose of that particular energy is. This is how you're able to see the truth and reality from illusion. So breathe through this area, releasing everything that would stand in your way. Whatever it is, just let it go. And put your attention now on the top of your head. And again, just focusing on that area as you breathe and exhale through the seventh chakra. This chakra is also known as the crown chakra. And as you breathe easily and effortlessly, release any energy that would keep you from knowing what you know. This is the chakra of knowingness. This is where you have absolute certainty, no doubt, about the information you receive. And so if you are riddled with any doubt or uncertainty, confusion in any way, now is a great time, and this is a great way to let go of that confusion, the doubt, the uncertainty, the lack of being able to make a clear decision. When you are able to see clearly from your sixth chakra, you can discern whatever decision you need to make as one that is moving you in the direction you desire or not. Your seventh chakra will help you to have the certainty in order to act upon what you see, because you will know. You may communicate and create by using your fifth chakra. Your power and your clarity and your knowingness and your creative purpose allows you to breathe life into what it is you're attempting to do. The unconditional love you have is what brings it forward into this world. And the emotions, the feelings, really bring them to complete and full center, manifesting that which you desire. Very good. All right. And now just continue to breathe deeply. Just take another three deep breaths to let go of any energy that might be stuck in your bubble. Letting it go nice and easily, effortlessly. Doesn't matter what it is. You as Divine Spirit know so much more than what the conscious mind tells you, or the unconscious mind that is still holding on to things from the past while trying to create things in the future. The Spirit is right here and now, and you know what you need. You know how to flow, you know where to go, and how to make things happen. And now let's go ahead and use intention. Let's use your intention to, at this moment, envision what you intend for this week or even for today. What is your intention for this week and for today? Begin to see it, imagine it. In that violet flame, allow it to be a large kind of screen, if you will, and begin to see how you would like those goals that you want to accomplish, the desires you have, the intention that you have, in order to flow and have things happen. So see whatever your intention is for this week or today. And as you see and envision this intention, begin to emotionize. That means begin to feel what the intention, already having it, is like. So if your intention for today is to eat no sugar at all, envision yourself going throughout your daily tasks and your weekly tasks and not eating any sugar. Feel what it's like to not have sugar. Experience and really connect with a feeling of clarity of mind, a lightness in your body, a real sense of well-being, if this is what you're envisioning. Whatever your vision, feel what that's like, already having it, already experiencing it, In this way, your intention and doing the emotionizing, which is to envision with feeling, this is how you are able to clearly put in order and allow to flow your day and your week as you intend it. And take another deep breath. Very good. Don't force it. Don't effort with it. Just envision it and emotionize it. That means to bring the feeling of what you are envisioning forward. And now I would like for you to see a nice, great, big, beautiful, bright, golden sun surrounding you. Huge golden sun surrounding you. As bright as you can make it, a pearlescent golden light. And absorb as much of this light as you possibly can. Soak it up and envision another huge, bright, beautiful golden light and soak up as much of this light as you possibly can. Very good. And when you're ready, you may open your eyes. And I hope that you are now ready to get started with your week, with your day, as you move forward. If you would like a copy of this guided meditation, please email me at centeroflightmiracles, miracles with an S, @gmail.com. That's centeroflightmiracles@gmail.com. And for any further information about the morning miracle meditation or any of the other things happening at Center of Light Miracles, you may go to centeroflightmiracles.org. centeroflightmiracles.org. And at the tab on the top, go to Current Events, and there's a drop-down menu that says Live Current Events. Click there, and you'll be able to see all the wonderful things that we are doing that you're able to take advantage of. So until next week, be at peace, stay in joy, and always love.